Trick or treat. This week, it's all about Halloween from the Warner Brothers Horror Made Here Halloween event on their back lot to the awesome horror t-shirts from our guest in the room tonight, Monster T's Eric, to the Halloween weekend convention, LA Comic Con. It's not really a Halloween convention, but it was on Halloween weekend. And we share our favorite Halloween traditions. This is going to be a great show. Happy Halloween, everybody, from the Scare Guy. Woo!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Oh, there it goes. Yay! Oh,
the music, like, skipped for a second.
I think the ghost got into the system there.
Go!
Happy Halloween, everybody! Of course. We've been counting down to Halloween for, 6 months now?
Quite some time.
For 52 weeks now, so right, it's we are finally here.
And now it's finally Halloween-ian.
Yes.
Halloween Eve.
Halloween Eve. All Hallows Eve.
Hello. Eve. My name is Jim. I am the managing editor here at The Scare Guy. Thank you guys so much for joining us this Halloween week. We have a lot of fun things to talk about tonight, but we have also a great set of hosts and guests tonight. Who do we have?
Hey, how's it going? Carrie Lane here, and I am a host here at Popcorn Talk and AfterBuzz TV, as well as a filmmaker. Mwahaha. I'm a vampire tonight.
Yes, it's a little creepy. Anyway, I'm going to try not to look right at you. All right. Hi, I'm Derek Sams. I'm a contributor to theconguy.com and a regular host on the Con Guy Comic-Con prep show, and occasionally here on The Scare Guy.
Snoochie Boochies, everyone. It's me, Jay, a.k.a. Ben Cleaver. You can find me on all social media at BenKlieWer. I'm an actor, comedian, writer, and occasional contributor to theconguy.com. And apparently my Pupperoni commercial ran during Monday Night Football tonight.
Oh, really?
So, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. All right. On the couch, we have...
And I'm Silent Cheeseman.
Otherwise known as...
Cheeseman on the couch here for our special Halloween episode. And what better way than bringing a guest who loves monsters, probably more than all of us.
I know.
We have... he's started a company called Monster Tees. They do awesome shirts like the ones we're wearing. Oh. Jim's wearing one as well.
But in a second.
We met him at the Scare LA and at different conventions we've been going to, including the Halloween 40-year convention. So we'll let him introduce himself.
My name's Eric, and I am the creator of Monster Tees.
And Eric has the most incredible sleeves right now, tat sleeves that I've ever seen. That's pretty amazing. We'll have to take some pictures of that and put it on the website. So, Eric, welcome. We met you at Monsterpalooza, I think. Were you at Monsterpalooza?
No, I think that was Midsummer Scream.
Scream, Scare LA, and the 40th anniversary of Halloween. So glad. Yes. And it was cool because
40 years of terror.
I knew that we were kindred spirits when I saw he had a couple of tattoos of Michael Myers across his arms, and he had this one, and he had the new one, and then he had the knife, and I like, this is great. This is perfect for the show. I have first of all, does anybody know who Derek is dressed up like for this particular?
He had to explain it. I saw the photo, but then I'm like, yeah, but I haven't seen that movie yet.
I think I know. It's J.J. Abrams doing steampunk.
Steampunk J.J.
You are so close.
Hey, Jay. No, or Ben, who do you think it is?
Yo, I know who it is, yo.
Okay. Derek, who are you?
I'm Lewis from The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
Oh. Cool.
Yo, mother effing, you Lewis from The Clock in Its Walls, yeah. Yo. That movie with Jack Black in it. He's playing on guitar. Wah!
Ben, I did want to ask you, what's coming up in your world? Because we kind of tried to squeeze it all in last time, but you got a lot of things coming up, it sounded like, last time.
Oh, man, coming up. Well, let's see. Okay, so, I mean, I'm doing stand-up comedy at the Van Nuys Comedy Club this coming Sunday, November 4th.
Nice.
I think that show starts at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. That's at the Springbok Sports Bar in Van Nuys, California. Other than that...
I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's a South African sports club, sports bar.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
That's randomly specific.
Right? Other than that... man, what else do we have? I think we're kind of taking. I mean, I'm going to try to book more stand up gigs and stuff like
that. You were in something that just won an award, a Webby Award.
Yeah. The science fiction show Atropa that I was in, which is you can currently find on Studio Plus, which is the Studio Canal streaming app. I think it's only available on Apple. I don't think it's available on Android right now. But
what was that? What were you in?
It was a series. It was originally supposed to be a Vimeo original series. So Vimeo funded it, and we shot it, and then Vimeo scrapped their original series program. And so they were contractually obligated to provide provide it with a wide release. So they helped. They were very kind. They were still really stoked about it. They helped the creator shop the show around. Eventually, Studio Canal bought it, and it launched on their app. I think it will be available on more than the Studio Plus app in the coming months, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But hopefully, you know, it'll be available to a wider audience. But we got nominated for the Streamy Awards in three categories: best cinematography, best visual effects, and best sci-fi slash action. And we won for best visual effects. And if you watch the show,
It's called
Atropa, A-T-R-O-P-A.
Okay.
There's a trailer on YouTube that I think is dubbed or subtitled in Russian. The official trailer is available on Vimeo still. And then you can watch the series on Studio Plus. Insider tip, they have like a week, like a free week trial that you can download the app and watch. And they've got a ton of original programming, and it's all like 10, 15-minute episode series. So and there's a lot of really great stuff on it, but Atropa is on there. You can sign up for the free week, watch the show, and then delete it.
And also, Carrie, you just completed a show, a really cool show that you were a part of as well, dance show.
Oh, I had a performance. Yes. I was like, which? I was singing like a show, and I'm like, what?
She does so much, though.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Yeah, we had a Halloween themed dance show. The company is called, the dance studio is called Flying Curves, and it's goddesses empowered. So the idea is it's all these different women of ages, sizes, ethnicities, it doesn't matter, and skill level. And it was really fun to have a Halloween theme. We had a vampire number. We did Dia de los Muertos number, a purge. What else? Kind of like a biker gang-ish, road warrior-ish thing.
Mandy.
Kind of. And also we opened up with Eyes Wide Shut kind of theme.
That's cool.
And I did a solo where I was like a doll that came to life at night, and that was really fun. Yes, nice. It was nice and creepy.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So speaking of things that are online, I saw while we were at the LA Comic Con this weekend, I saw a tweet from Gillian Anderson from Spooky Empire, the convention that was happening in Orlando. And Anthony, do you have that tweet that you could show? Because this got me all kind of excited, because this was very cool. Can you guys? Oh, that one right there. Check that out. The entire, the most important cast from both versions of the X-Files,
including an alien.
Yeah. It's so funny because you see David. Like in Gillian Anderson's tweet, she goes, somebody asked David Duchovny what he's saying to that alien right now. But anyways, this was in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, there it is.
They call themselves the largest horror convention in the country. It's something very cool. I wish I could have.
Why weren't you guys there?
Because we were somewhere else that we're about to get to right now.
Actually, I'm like, if we get time at the end, we have a photo of me as Scully when I was in like middle school.
Nice. There were several like Mulder and Scully pairs that I saw around LA Comic Con this past weekend. Yeah.
But how many Jay and Silent Bobs did you see?
Only one. Only one pair of those.
Speaking of LA Comic Con, we have a video with a real quick slideshow, and we can kind of talk over this because there's no music this time.
Oh, okay.
So if you can go ahead and start that,
Oh, there we go. That's outside with Michael Myers and inside with Butchman.
Yeah. So, Ben, how many years have you been to the LA Comic Con?
Oh, man. This was probably
my fifth one, I think,
This was probably my fourth.
Oh, Frozone. Wow, I like that.
That's cool.
The Frozone one was sure.
There was some really stuff. Yeah.
There was a lot of good cosplay.
There's Cheeseman and
nice Deadpool.
Yeah. This is look at all the Spider-Men are dying here. Cheese-it. Westworld taking the
That's really good. That's really good.
Speaking of Mandy
and stuff, the Cheddar Goblin.
Yep.
Oh,
it's a hitchhiking ghost.
But
nice.
There you go.
Jason versus Michael.
That's a good Aquaman.
That's a really good Aquaman. Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob in the Hizzos.
The thing about this convention, they had a really big horror component sponsored by Fangoria, a whole wing down there. Yeah, Fangoria. Yeah, sorry.
Freddy and Jason.
Of course, like the sexy version of
it. Elvira's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smell virus.
And that was like.
I saw a male Vira.
Did you really? That guy was from.
And there's Ron Oster from Tim and Eric, and there's Peter from the movie The Room.
Yep. That was kind of cool.
And then there's Tommy Michael and Jason again.
Tommy Wiseau was there
Dark
as well.
Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix.
And Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood on the main stage.
Yeah. Oh, Captain Planet
with a full beard.
That's fantastic.
Aww. Little Mike.
Mike and Minnie Me.
I like Little Mike.
Slashback
video.
Did
you see the, Jimmy Kimmel, the kids going up to Michael Myers?
No, I heard about it. Yes, people were talking about it. It's fantastic.
It's super cute and funny.
I just a little kid maniac. All the kids getting into this. This was Kyle, who was on our show last week.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's Batman.
Yeah,
retro Batman 66.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
A Ray.
Mm-hmm. And just a few more pictures here, I think.
There's a Ryu.
Ryu. They got some
Domino. That's a great Domino.
Yeah. Gojira. How'd you think about how crowded the convention was this weekend?
Oh, Jack Skellington.
Here's the thing. It wasn't, you look back and you compare it to San Diego Comic-Con, right. And it's certainly not as out of hand as San Diego is,
right.
But it was more crowded this year than I at least remember it being in years past.
Captain Kirk, like Michael Myers, you guys get it.
A lot of really cool photos okay. For those listening on iTunes.
So just real quick, if you guys could kind of pick out a couple of things that really stood out to you about this weekend's Comic-Con. Derek?
There was a lot of fun cosplay. Like, people were really going all out. I think it helps that it's the weekend right before Halloween, so people put cosplay together and they can use it, twice. Yep. And on that note, we went to that cosplay comedy, which we had Kyle Kreiss on.
Yep.
On the Con Guy show last week.
And Jeff Hopkins as well.
Yeah, which was a lot of fun. I mean, we didn't love every set.
No.
But we did love a few of them. And, like, the one I really wanted to see was Deanna Troi. And then she got up there, and there were some jokes that I was laughing out loud at, and I think I was the only one. But I loved it for that reason, because it was, like, deep dives into the nerddom, and where if you know the things they're laughing about, then you're going to get it, and it's going to be
that much funnier. Give an example of one of the jokes. There's one joke in particular that just stood out.
I think the one that hardly anybody got, she talks about her mother being crazy, mm-hmm. and she's like, sometimes it's hard to get away from your mother. I hear her voice all over the ship.
Do you guys get the joke?
What is it?
Okay.
Was her mom the voice of the ship?
This is Deanna, yes. Yeah. It was Deanna Troi.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
So Majel Barrett, who was Gene Roddenberry's wife, played Loxana Troi, Deanna's mother, but was also the voice of the computer on the ship.
And if you knew that, it's a super funny joke.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. That's a deep cut.
Her jokes are a little bit more smarter than...
A little highbrow?
Yeah, which I love.
Which is my style. I mean, I do cosplays that nobody gets, so I like the jokes that nobody gets.
Retro Batman He closed the set and did really good. Actually.
He was great.
Batman was the best one. He sang
Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, and he kept kind of working that in the act and kind of going into something. But then he kind of basically took you through the whole joke of it.
He did.
I think both of those were good examples of what something like cosplay comedy ought to be. You know? And then I missed the very beginning of the set, actually. The very beginning of that whole.
Did a good job. Spider-Man. Yeah. Kyle did a great job. Yeah. What do you think? Something that stood out to you?
I really liked the setup this year was great. Having the main stage kind of in the center at the back of the building opposed to, like, it was clear on the side last year, and it has been the last couple of years. I thought that was really great placement and kind of helped the flow, and kind of, everything kind of revolved around it.
You know what
it
felt like? Walking into Disneyland, Main Street.
Exactly. There you go.
You're right.
Yeah. They had some great booths, just a lot of cool stuff to look at, and... I was just that the lobby at the LA Convention Center is just cosplay photography central. Yeah, yeah. So, if you're wearing a costume like I was, if you're wearing a cosplay and you walk in, you're not getting out of that lobby for a solid 45 minutes to an hour and a half,
And it's great because you can chat with people about how they did their cosplay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so crowded there in that lobby you feel congested. And it's not like at San Diego where wherever you are, you're not allowed to stand still.
Right. Yeah. And it's not shoulder to shoulder, which is good.
So there was room to breathe and take pictures and just chat with people.
Oh, it was great.
Did anybody do the scavenger hunt?
No,
I was doing it, yeah. I was only able to be there on Saturday, but I did that one. I ended up getting this cool little Superman necklace, which I have on, but I can't show you because I've got all this.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Jason, what did you think?
The floor was kind of probably one of my favorite things about it, because, the main stage was there, and it was also easy to walk around a lot more than, Comic-Con. It's, shoulder to shoulder, and you're always like, excuse me. It's really hard to get from one place to another, but it just felt like the flow of it there. You can kind of get from one side to another really easily, and I just pretty much enjoyed most just kind of roaming around there and then seeing kind of, the Mandy panel. It was probably one of my favorite panels I saw. Elijah Wood was, a hero of mine as a little kid. I actually did my fifth grade report on him because him and like Macaulay Culkin were like my favorite actors being a kid, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of like looked up to them, watched all their movies and stuff, and it's always good seeing Elijah Wood up there.
You know, it was cool. Like, I had no idea that Elijah Wood and his company that he started with some friends, Spectrovision, was involved with Mandy. I didn't know that. I just didn't look into it. So, like, Elijah Wood and his...
He actually loves horror. Yeah, he's a huge proponent of horror, and, like, he backs it up all the time. By the way, hello, everybody. This is Anthony Becerra here.
Anthony's back! We've missed him the past couple of weeks.
Yes, we have. Yeah. It's been terrible.
I know. Yeah. We're getting off the rails, Anthony.
Been a busy bee here in AfterBuzz.
We went 2 hours.
We had a 2.5-hour show, Anthony.
Oh, no. Not tonight. Sorry, everybody. Shutting it down.
No, but that was kind of interesting. Like, I saw, it was a couple of Comic-Cons ago, San Diego Comic-Con. Cheeseman, what was the movie that we saw that he starred in and he helped finance his company?
I was trying to think of that.
It was like
he did one called Maniac. That was a while ago, though. Yeah,
it was like
him.
The zombie kids.
Like a zombie.
Yeah, Cooties.
Yes,
Cooties.
That's it. Cooties.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was cool. That was pretty cool. So anyways, it was cool to see that. Also, I have not yet seen Mandy. Has anyone in the room seen Mandy?
Not yet, but are in the booth.
I've seen Mandy.
Only hearing good things about it.
Oh, you have seen Mandy, Anthony?
Yes, I have. It's great. It's a fantastic film. It's very, very. I wouldn't say it's fun. It's very.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, it's got some very experimental like things to it. So, like he, Cosmatos Panos is a very. Mm-hmm. Panos Cosmatos is a very experimental director.
What's that other movie? Did the Something Rainbow?
Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Yes,
yeah.
I would say watch that to familiarize yourself with this director and then watch Mandy so you're not completely thrown off guard or just go in blind. But it's got a great red color aesthetic to
red
it.
And dark purples and yes. all that stuff. And,
yes.
and the music, and the guy who did the music, I guess this was his final film that he did because he passed on right
yeah,
after
they were talking about that.
Talking about that. Wow. And he's done a lot of films. Like it feels very 70-ish, trippy, kind of
grindhouse horror-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes place in like the 80s, I believe. Yeah.
Well, and I've also heard that it was kind of misadvertised because I talked to a buddy of mine who watched it and he really liked it, but he's like, the trailer makes it look like it's just this nonstop psychedelic action movie, and it's really not. Like, there's a lot of like psychological psychedelic stuff that leads up, and then the third act is when everything goes crazy. Is that accurate, Anthony?
Yeah, it's a slow burn for the most part, and it starts revving up more towards the end, and like how he starts, you know, going infiltrating the base of these of this cult and starts wrecking havoc on the cult themselves.
Well, it's like Assassination Nation. That trailer makes it seem like it's violent the whole time, but that's like more at the end.
Right.
And
they gotta get you in. They're like, oh, it's crazy.
Draw you in.
And they do encourage you to see it in a theater with people, with other people around you, because it's the best way to see it. But if you're not able to do it, it is now streaming on Amazon. I just saw it. We were looking for a film yesterday.
Oh, nice.
It's on Amazon for like $6, $6 or $7 bucks. So I'm going
to check it together and have a viewing party.
Rent, but I then want you can buy it for a little more than
like
that.
Like 16. Like,
yeah. Well, less. I think less than that. Oh, maybe like 13 or 14 like or something. Something.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right. Speaking of, I keep on saying speaking of, this is not speaking of anything. Ben.
Yo.
One of the things that I would, instead of doing the bulletin board tonight,
right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go over the five of the biggest events that you could do in this country right now on Halloween night.
Hmm.
Could you tell us what those are?
Yo, Jay's going to tell you all about the biggest Halloween festivals coming up. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's going to hurt my throat. I'll do it in my normal voice. Let me tell you about the biggest Halloween festivals coming up. The 45th annual Greenwich Village Halloween Parade in New York City, the greatest city in the world, 7 p.m.
That's perhaps the most famous one on the list. Everybody knows about the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade.
And these are all on Halloween.
I didn't, but
all
I do now.
On October 31st.
Isn't it Greenwich?
It's pronounced Greenwich.
Greenwich Village.
Really?
Come on, Anthony.
He's being funny.
You're
being for real?
It reads as Greenwich.
It's Greenwich Village.
Anyways,
it's pronounced Greenwich.
That's terrible.
The West Hollywood Carnival, the largest Halloween street party in the world,
is
which
that crazy?
Involves
it's
half
awesome.
A million people. That's 500,000 people.
I've been there once.
I'm once. One of these guys.
Yeah, I've been a couple times. It's a lot of fun.
There you go. New Orleans, four-day Halloween festival. The biggest part is the Monster Brawl and the Voodoo Fest.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
The Monster Brawl?
Yeah, I know. It's called the Monster Brawl, not the ball, the Monster Brawl.
They all fight each other?
And the Voodoo Fest. And as we know, like, New Orleans is considered one of the most haunted cities in the world, right, especially. And it's just Halloween central for the month of October.
We also got the Downtown Las Vegas Circus Circus Amusement Park, Mandalay Bay, and Hard Rock. That's all it says. They just do stuff.
They're all doing stuff.
Well, Vegas, those three resorts are some of the largest on the Strip. They have these gigantic Halloween parties, but they have a free Halloween parade and party in downtown Vegas with thousands upon thousands of people. It's completely free, and it is a parade. And then the resorts have their own things going on. But so Vegas is one of the Halloween centrals of the country.
Right. Doesn't our friend Rachel usually go to that? Does she go there, or is that Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. Okay. Whole different holiday.
I know it's something with pumpkins.
Pumpkin
close,
pie.
Close, but not quite.
Yeah.
And finally, of course, Salem, Massachusetts. The Festival of the Dead, one of the most famous in the country.
Yes. A number of weeks back, we were talking about how Salem has a four-week or six-week, something like that, Halloween convention. The entire town, you know, kind of... You've seen the movie Hocus Pocus, right?
Yes.
What? Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So Salem.
That sounds so fun. That'd be a good pilgrimage.
Yeah, Salem would be fun. It'd be great to go to that. But the Festival of the Dead is on Halloween night. It is their big grand finale of their celebration. So those are five of the biggest in the country, according to Fodor's, FODOR. They are not a sponsor. But if you are anywhere near one of those, go check them out. I know that. Is anyone hitting... We are in Hollywood, so is anyone hitting the West Hollywood Parade this year? And please turn all phones off. That was me. I am so sorry. I apologize.
That one's a bit intense that you need to plan for that one. And it goes late, and it's a very crowded but super fun one to go at least
once. It is interesting. There's always just, like, huge crowds of people. And then there's...
Jim!
Always somewhere in the vicinity, there's...
How do I turn this thing
there's
off?
Usually a Rocky Horror Picture Show that you can go to.
Yeah, Jane, stop these crazy things.
And, like, we had bloody scrubs, and we had the white contacts, which, like, trip people out, which is really fun. Side note with all the beeps, though. We do have a live chat, so hello to people who are in the live chat. And if you're watching it later, comment down below on your Halloween stuff that we're going
to
talk about.
We would love to hear all your Halloween traditions. Because we are
When we went to the West Hollywood party, I was dressed as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. And I was carrying little brochures to approach all the superheroes.
Yeah.
So there was like one really little boy dressed as Captain America, and I got him. Yay. But some people I'd walk up to, and they thought I was a Scientologist or something, and they'd be like, no.
But we will be, the scare guy will be at the Halloween parade this year, so we'll be tweeting out hopefully some pictures from there. And then a whole bunch of Los Angeles, Hollywood, Halloween mayhem. So all of us hopefully be paying attention at the end of the show. We'll give you all of our Twitter feeds that you guys can follow, because we're going to have a lot of fun this year. All right. We have a guest in the room that I would love to hear a little bit more about. This is Eric. He is the founder and owner of Monster Teas. And let me see if I can do this. This is my Monster Tea that I have right now. If you guys can see it, this is my favorite, is the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I love this. Love this shirt. He has it tattooed on his back, by the way. That's amazing. Dope. And then Cheeseman, you have one as well, Michael Myers.
Yeah, right here, Myers Rules shirt.
I love all the neon.
Oh, wait, that's right. We have a picture right here of...
And Tony, our voice in this guy.
Yeah.
That's me with the Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
I believe it's pronounced Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse.
So anyways, that picture was taken at...
Scarlet.
All right, that one was Scarlet. All right, Eric, so glad to have you this week.
Thank you.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a little bit of time, but this is your busy season right now.
Yeah.
You've kind of been hitting all the conventions and everything. How long have you been doing this?
The clothing company itself?
Yeah.
About a year and a half.
That's it?
Oh, wow. Yes. So you're pretty fresh.
Yeah. I mean, I've had this dream a long time ago, but currently just a year and a half.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Almost 2 years then.
Yeah.
So how did it all begin?
Like I was saying, really short. I'll probably be jumping around a little bit, but I had this idea maybe 10 years ago. But of course, there weren't social media and all that kind of stuff. And there were so many clothing companies out there. And I've heard of friends of mine that also had clothing companies that weren't surviving as well and just went under. So I kind of got cold feet and I shined away from it and just stuck with my 9-to-5 job. And I don't know, I guess just time took me here.
But I got to say, what was very cool about the last convention we saw you at, I think it was Halloween 40.
Yeah.
You came up to me and you said, I finally did it. What is it you did?
Quit my job.
Quit my job. Yeah. He's now full-time.
Well, what was the moment or what pushed you over the edge then to make that last final leap?
I've been working in my job for 14 years. Wow. And it just wasn't, I wasn't happy. You know, I was basically just collecting a paycheck. And mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I'm just getting older. And people keep saying, hey, follow your dreams. Do what makes you happy. And this is it. And I just said, you know, I'm done. Like, I can't wait till, you know, I'm like 60 and try to do something like this. I want it now. So I just took that leap and here I am.
All right. Cheeseman, you have a clip you want to introduce for us.
Yeah, our friend Brad, who's listening, who's just dying to be talked about right now.
All right, Brad, we're talking about you.
But he has the Dream Loud campaign, and he shot somebody named Ciara Hanna, who was the yellow Power Ranger and the most recent Power Rangers that has been coming out. And right. He shot her and then actually had her wearing one of the Monster T-shirts.
The same one that you wear.
The one Michael Myers yeah. one. So right. She's talking about her Halloween traditions and wearing the shirt.
All right, let's hear it.
He's most terrifying to me. Like, Freddy Krueger is terrifying because dreams just scare me and I feel like I have no control over it. But Michael Myers, for some reason, with those eyes, that weird mask skin thing he has going on, really doesn't settle well in my stomach. And my dad, I think, kind of scarred me because every year for Halloween is the same mask and getty up you'd wear and put the whole mask on and just...
As she stares at the camera.
What are you doing? You are ruining children's lives right now. you know, I feel weirdly attached / terrified of Michael Myers. Really enough.
Luke, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say she looks better in the t-shirt than you do.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting down, so I'm the Kool-Aid version of
So can I ask you about the design? Like the one thing that drew me to these T-shirts is that we do see a lot of T-shirt companies at a bunch of these different conventions, but these stood out. These mm-hmm. These designs really stood mm-hmm. out. Plus, they look great under blacklight. By the way,
oh yeah,
we learned that over at Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Nice.
That's funny because I didn't know that until Scare LA.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I just seen people walking around and it was kind of dark with black lights, and I was like, "Whoa, that shirt's cool."
Anthony's looked great. Anthony's looked mm-hmm. the best. The Beetlejuice one, okay. it really popped underneath the black light.
One of the reasons I really love that shirt is because of the intense green on it, mm-hmm. which and green is one of my favorite colors, and I knew that I was gonna do great under black light. And sure enough, once we went to Universal Horror Nights, it was popping hard. It was great. I love that shirt. Thank you so much, by the way.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I think it's really cool, too, because most like horror-esque clothing is just black and dark. So I love the bright color to the black
t-shirt.
Look at
this. Look how bright this thing is.
It's like neon. Yeah, it just really gravitates. Like, your eyes are like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah, this shirt actually is probably one of the best ones under blacklight and just pops. It's one of the... Nice. You know, better of the selling shirts.
You want to sit up and let us see that one for a second? Jason. This is it's
killing it since '81.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And you actually have kind of like a hoodie, long sleeve hoodie kind of shirt on that has the same print mm-hmm. on the back as well.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, who's the designer?
My buddy Martin. He's mm-hmm. from Argentina. Funny thing is, we met through social media. So who would have thought, you know, I have a, you know, artist that works thousands and thousands of miles away.
So how does it work in terms of, like, do you say, hey, draw me this, or like, what is the process?
I kind of like give him the ideas. Sometimes I'll do like a rough sketch because I don't draw very well. That's why I pay people to do it for me. So I'll give him a rough sketch and he'll just throw it out. And with his work, I never, ever have to say, no, go back and do something different. He's just amazing. Mm-hmm. He works for Volcom and DC Shoes, so he's been doing mm-hmm. this for a long time, designing skateboards and mm-hmm. Surfboards. So I owe it to him. He That's comes cool. up with – I give him the ideas, but he comes up with the poppy colors and stuff like that.
And very he does cool. a similar look on some of that, because I was looking at that today on his Instagram. Like, he'll do kind of like the Crypt Keeper look and similar to the shirt and then do that on the skateboard and all that. So right. he has kind of like a certain look he does and does very well.
Yeah, he does a certain look, but he can do pretty much anything. But I like to give him his freedom to do what he wants to do. I like my artist to like working with me instead of me just being a drag and, no, you have to do it like this or this. So I let him do his own thing, but I do work with other artists that that design some pretty awesome things just to give it a little bit more of a different look. Like, I believe one of the Exorcist shirts that I
brought. Look, can you grab
it? We'll take a look at some of this stuff.
If we can take a look at a couple of these shirts, and while you pull them out.
And a bag.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't be modeling them right now.
We will lose some. Oh, there it is right there.
So this is the shirt I was talking about.
Wow.
Jeez Louise.
I'd like to see that under a black light.
Yeah. This is one of my buddies, Ed King. He's one of my artists.
Oh, wait, hold it towards Luke.
Hold it more that way.
Oh, dang.
Right there.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's also a scratch and sniff, so you can smell the vomit.
That looks amazing.
Pea soup.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I wonder how to do that one.
This is a what now?
This is from one of my artists, one of my friends, Ed King.
Mm-hmm.
So just to show you a little bit of how different, you know, the art could be or the designs can be.
And you have a couple
of others.
That's
definitely more like realistic for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's awesome. Yeah.
This is one of my Halloween shirts. This is from
just cover me up.
Zachary Brown.
That one I love.
Luke, hold him.
Let's
there you go.
We don't even see Luke. And then you have a couple more there.
Our Vanna White. Luke.
And then as far as we were talking about 40 Years of Terror, my buddy from Argentina did this.
I love that.
And this is the Michael Myers version of his work.
So 40 Years of Terror is the 40th anniversary convention celebrating the Halloween franchise that just happened 2 weeks ago in Pasadena. We were all there.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And can you show me the spider one, too? That one was an interesting one. You have a spider design.
This one I actually did myself.
Oh, yeah? And that is who?
Bela Lugosi.
I love that shirt.
That's cool.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah, so he's... and then I got another one that's Crypt Keeper, the one you guys were talking about.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
And that's from Martin as well, from Argentina.
Man, these shirts really pop. They just really have a very distinctive style to them. They don't all look alike, that's for sure. But I do have to ask, like, why monsters? What drew you to monsters? We are fans.
Yeah, when did it start for you in your childhood?
When I was like 5. Yeah. I watched The Exorcist in the drive-in movie theater with my parents.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And where those were good parents.
Yeah. where are you from originally?
Here in Orange. Here in Orange County.
In Orange County, here in Southern California.
Wait, where from Orange County?
In the city of Orange.
Okay, it's Orange right now. I'm from Santa Ana, that's why.
Oh, okay, so you're right down...
Yeah, right down the block, pretty much.
Right. Sure.
Orange actually is a lovely little town. I've been there many times.
That's true. You saw The Exorcist at a drive-in theater. Can I ask you, how did that affect you?
Scared the crap
out of me. You can say it. We're on after 10.
Yeah, scared the crap out of me. I won't lie. And then that was my parents' thing, to go to the movie theater and take me and my sister. Mm-hmm. I've seen The Poltergeist.
I just saw it today.
The original?
The original. I mean, I saw it again today. This is probably like my 45th time seeing it.
Oh, okay, yeah, same.
Just a few times.
Yeah.
And that scared the crap out of me. I
love that movie so much.
I got to hand it to my parents and my older sister that babysat me and made me watch scary movies and send me to bed alone.
Fantastic.
Oh, jeez.
Before we get away from this section, though, where can people get your t-shirts?
You can go to www.monstertees.com.
Can you spell that for us? Because it's not how you think.
It's monster and tease, T-E-A-S-E.
T-E-A-S-E, yeah, because I was spelling it wrong today. It looks like that's not how you spell that. So.
And you can also find your Monster Tees on social media, right?
Yes, at Monster Tees.
Okay,
spelled that way again. Sure.
And you'll be attending probably upcoming conventions and things where people can see it in person, try stuff on. And
yeah,
like you said, there's one coming up, the Design Con.
Oh, yeah, Designer Con's coming up in mid-November, 14th through 16th.
Where's that at?
That's in Anaheim. Anaheim Convention Center near Disneyland.
Yep.
And they're like 700 vendors.
Ooh.
It's
wow.
Toys, apparel, and everything.
It's called DesignerCon?
DesignerCon.
I did not know about that one.
That's awesome.
I did not know about that either. One of my friends recommended me to check them out.
Fantastic. Does anyone have any questions for Eric before we move on?
I just want to say I love the designs. Like, particularly Martin, you said, right? Martin's designs are these great, like, semi-photorealistic, but with these late 80s, early 90s colored pops, and then like the slashy writing on the bottom, which is fun, And mm-hmm. and the thing is, like, you have like a little catchphrase, like with Jason, it says "killing it since 1981." And that's fun, but it's not lame, is the thing. Like, a lot of these t-shirts people make, and they just make these stupid catchphrases on it that are supposed to sound hip, and they don't. But that's just like, it's simple enough to be clever, you know? And what does the Michael Myers one say?
Myers rules.
Myers rules. Sure, why not?
That's what I say.
Did you come up with those?
Me and Martine were going back and forth. It's so funny because they weren't originally going to say those things. We just run things and just...
I love that. I love that.
That's approval cool. of a comedian, so you know you're on point.
Awesome. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for showing us the t-shirts. I can't wait to see what else you guys come out with. These are great designs. Again, if you guys want to pick up the t-shirts, go to monstertees. That's TEASE.com. Social media and
yeah. Definitely. I don't just do t-shirts. I'm starting to do, you know, a lot of girls' clothing.
I like that.
Oh, we didn't even see this one.
Yeah, I like that one. That's my favorite.
Oh, okay. That's another one from Martine.
Yeah.
I had your website pulled up here. I've been looking at it while we've been talking, and I see you've got enamel pins and stickers.
Yeah.
And you've got pages for, like, specifically girl clothes, some tank tops. So there's more variety. There's a couple of hoodies. Yeah.
Ghouls. I like it.
Boils and ghouls. Mm-hmm. Boils how it's organized. Ghouls. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, anything else that you want us to know?
No, I mean, now that I'm unemployed and doing this for a living.
There we go. That's
the
cool.
Yeah, that one's the like monster lady.
You did a shirt of this as well.
Yes, there's a lady sweet. Shirt for it.
So we've got, okay, we've got
guy shirt. Yeah.
Bride
yeah.
of Frankenstein. We've got Mrs. Munster.
Oh, hold up.
We've got Elvira. It looks like
is it Plan Wednesday? 9
Morticia.
Morticia. Okay. And who's the other one?
Is that Plan 9
Vampire
girl?
Vampire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah,
what was cool. Mrs. Munster's first name?
Mrs. Lily. That's right, Lily. Yeah,
Lily Munster. That's what it was.
Oh, man. Anyways, and for those of you who don't know, like, you have, like, you're covered with, like, your passion. You're covered with these tattoos. Your whole back is the universal monsters. We're talking about tattoos, by the way. You're not just covered. And so, I mean, this is a passion for you. This is something that's lifelong since you were 5 years old. So you're in it. You're in it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just look out. Since I'm unemployed, I'm going to push out a lot of stuff.
There you go.
You're not.
You are self-employed.
That's a new one for me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you guys for having me.
And we can't wait to see what else you got coming up. All right, so we're going to jump into a couple of Halloween events that did happen, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but Carrie, you... is it your 15th year?
Yes.
All right. So wow. I know it was, I really wish I could have gone to that.
Since you were 3 years old.
I know. Exactly.
Tell us what you did last night.
Yeah, so last night I went to Not Scary Farm, and this has been my 15th year in a row going.
Congratulations.
And then 3 of those years I also worked there. So, but I technically went, I think, at least on one of my days off.
I got to ask, is it hard talking with the teeth?
It's... Yes and no. I actually did use these fangs when I worked at Knott's.
Oh, okay.
Scarecrow fangs, not sponsored. They last forever. I've had these like 10 years.
Yeah, I got a pair of them too. They're good.
They're really good. So I went. It was my 15th year. I thought it was pretty good. It was a bit crowded on Sunday, so I was a little bit like, but that's okay. I do recommend Sundays or Thursdays and Sundays because Friday, Saturday, it's going to be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We did every maze except the zombie shoot 'em one. Because
that one.
It's a really cool one. You get a prop gun, it's like a laser gun, and you get to shoot. There's like targets on the monsters working in the maze, and it lights up so they react as if they've been hit. But the time it takes to get people set up and through takes too long. Mm-hmm. So we were like, forget that, we'll go to the front. So we got through the paranormal one. Which they changed the ending, which was cool.
Oh, yeah?
And then at the end, it's like 2 minutes to midnight. Oh, no, 2 minutes till 1 is when they close. And we're walking out, and trick-or-treat's like, do you want to go in? It's like, yeah, so as long as you're in line before close, they'll let you go through, which is really fun. I thought it was pretty good this year. I was a bit bummed they don't have the big dance show they always do.
Cause, oh, really?
Elvira had done it
previous
years, but not the whole time. She hasn't been doing it for the 15 years. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bummed, but they had like pop-up dance numbers at the saloon upstairs, like on the balcony.
Oh, I love that saloon was cool. Really cool. I love the saloon.
It's a really cool saloon. Yeah. And just like you're walking by outside and they had 4 dancers out there and you're like, oh, that's cool. And then there was a stand-up improv team, and I don't know if it's the same guys, but I would assume so, called Hacks. And they were there, I don't remember when, but I want to say like years
like
ago.
Like H-A-X?
No, H-A-C-K-S.
Okay, like they're Hacks. Okay, cool.
And they did improv at the Small Birdcage Theater, which is the one right next to the church, if you the schoolhouse, if you have been there, no, specifically. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see them in the big, big theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were really funny. So they did it like old movies and got to do stuff. So in the end, I thought it was very fun. And I wish I had gotten their hair earlier because then we probably could have gotten through all of the maze.
Did you see the hanging?
I did. I didn't think it was as funny, but I did like they touched upon like it's so PC now that they can't make like any really good jokes or something like that.
Yeah.
And I appreciated that. Like, yeah, that's a good point. And then they technically went through three different people to hang. Like, who really could we all agree on is horrible? Because then they had one, and they're like, no. Another, no. And then the third, it's like, oh, yeah, we can all agree on that.
So. And you actually don't give it away, right?
Well, there's...
Oh, come on.
Or you can if you want to.
It's Logan Paul. Logan.
Yes.
That's one everyone goes, yeah, because the first one was Harvey Weinstein, and then it was Roseanne.
People couldn't agree on Harvey Weinstein?
He goes up, and then they like kind of go, never mind, and then Roseanne shows up, and then they go, never mind, and like, okay, who can we all really agree on?
That's funnier, though.
It was a gag to kind of build up to, yes. Like, Logan Paul's the worst.
Yes, person. And then they go, okay, because the idea is there's this, like, alien presence watching them, like penalizing. A Quiet Place. Like that's the alien watching them, and they'll die if they do something wrong.
Yeah.
And so the alien goes, "Okay, you're right. That person, you can kill them."
And for those who don't know, The Hanging is an annual show.
It's a satire comedy thing. Mm-hmm. And my friend was very confused explaining it. I'm like, no, it's like Old West Town, and they quote unquote hang someone,
the
and no,
hanging.
It's not really them. It's all stunt people performing, and they did a really good job. Like, regardless of what they're doing, just watching the actors like act it out and do the stunts is really fun.
Very cool.
They do it every year. And there was most pop culture references I got. There's like one or two that was, mm-hmm. But whatever.
That's cool. And the other Southern California event that four of us in the room went through.
Yay.
And Anthony, yeah, let's just go through these pictures, and we're going to be kind of quick about
a great picture.
We took this on.
I wanted to know who took this.
I took it. The second time I went through.
Were you holding up the whole line for this?
Yes.
there was no one.
No, actually, the night we went, we were able to kind of like get lost a little bit.
Right,
so it was
right.
Fantastic. So
and for people who can't see, that's Jason with this really cool light pouring in behind him while you're inside the cabin.
So what we're talking about is Warner Brothers. They have an event, a Halloween event called Horror Made Here.
A Festival of Frights.
Festival of Frights. It's on their back lot, and they have some of the best IP. So we had Jason. Now we have Jason's mom. From Halloween.
Mrs. Voorhees.
Mrs. Voorhees from
Friday
part two.
The 13th.
Yes.
Part 2.
Part 2. We
I'm
see your
go
head.
Next year.
Here's Cheeseman.
Oh, Lost Boys.
Lost Boys
Arcade.
I loved it. They had all the Lost Boys music playing. You go in there and all the arcade games were free, I think, right?
It was pretty plain Jane inside, though.
But it was still a bunch of arcade games.
But I do agree with Anthony. They should have really done up the Lost Boys. There's another.
At least put, like, paint the walls or something.
Right.
It was just white in there. Like, it was pretty disappointing.
That's true.
What's the next one? Annabelle.
Yeah.
That thing was creepy.
That was creepy. They had a really cool effect, though, like when we went into the Conjuring house. What was it, Luke?
Yeah, when you're walking in, you see her, and then she just disappears. They did some sort of, like, reflection thing or something, but it looked...
It's like Pepper's Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool.
That's cool.
Like, she was there, and then she would disappear. Yeah, it was...
Me and Phil really liked the ending to the Conjuring, how they did the whole photo trick.
Yeah.
Yes, with the nun?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, we didn't go through
People
that
go out screaming.
So no, here is it.
I heard it was pretty great.
Here's Pennywise, who came running out, chasing you out of the...
You're getting on the Camp Crystal Lake, like on the tour. Like, you're getting on there, and then
the tram,
I think he was actually about to go on break, and then he just decided to harass the tram people.
That was an interesting thing. The actors who were going on break, they would like walk over to the other building where they could go and have their rest and touch up makeup or whatever.
But
they'd be in character walking in between things through the streets.
And Derek, can you give us a real quick rundown of like what was there?
It was just there on the back lot. They had the different back lot buildings that were made into mazes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then, of course,
cool.
Little cafe stuff. There was the...
The
True Blood.
The True Blood one.
True Blood
bar.
The True Blood Cafe, which is really great.
The bar and cafe from True Blood.
They had Little Shop of Horrors, which was like for the the souvenir shop. They had, cool. You point out, the Lost Boys. The church was done up for The Exorcist, and they did a little...
It was The Exorcist church, but it was also... The back of it was the church they used in the film The Lost Boys when they filled up their squirt guns.
Oh, right.
Yes. Oh, right.
My favorite thing was when you walk out of that Exorcist experience, they're selling soups.
They're selling pieces.
Reagan's
pieces.
And they call it that.
That's fantastic, yeah.
And then they had that carnival drop ride thing right in the middle.
Yeah. Mean Cheeseman did. That thing was scary.
You guys did that?
Yeah, for not being that high, that was kind of creepy.
Like it goes slowly up, and you're thinking, okay, this ain't so bad, and then it keeps going. You're like, wait a second.
I went on it by myself. Phil didn't want to go on it. It was intense, though, because like, I thought you were going to stay up there for a while and then drop. No. But the moment you hit the top, you drop so fast.
Yeah.
My ass left the seat quick. I was like, whoa.
And it's such a funny
idea. You scream very high.
It seems like that would be out of place, but it just means you have people randomly screaming.
Yeah.
And anybody who rides that, their heart's going to be racing a little more.
Yeah.
So the It Maze was really good, but my favorite was definitely the Conjuring one at the end. And he's talking about the trick with the nun, Anthony. Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah. So in the film, I don't know if you remember the film, but there's a part in the film where the shadow of the nun goes behind the picture frame of the nun.
Right. Yeah.
So they do that effect, but then you see the picture frame. You see fingers come out from the sides of the picture frame, and then it runs towards you. It's amazing.
It was so scary. Like the thing.
That's
cool. Like
that sounds awesome.
You saw the shadow going across the wall, and then the fingers come out, and then it comes at you. The thing that was so great about it's Horror Made Here. What's it called? Festival of Frights was that. You would go in like the first room of the Conjuring house, and the act, and it was just 10 of you, and they would act out a scene.
Yeah,
and then
I gotta say, like the way to describe it, it's not they're not mazes. They're like immersive little. They're like immersive little sections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like little areas of
that's
you get
cool.
immersed in the world once you enter.
That's like the Donnie Darko maze thing.
Yeah, like Carrie interviewed Sam Kelman?
Yeah.
Last week on the Donnie Darko maze, which was a home haunt, and it was really cool.
And that is a similar idea where you just go through each section, there's like a scene that unfolds, and then you move on to the next.
Right.
Which I like that. That was cool.
I love that. It was really, it's a smaller, it's more of a boutique
Halloween
experience.
But I like that
style. Yeah. And like the Camp Crystal Lake, you hop on the tram on the back lot, and they take you back.
It's called Nightmare on Camp Crystal Lake, right?
Right. And it's back, and Warner Brothers has one of the only, like, jungle back lots in Hollywood. And so they take you back there. It's where they filmed the chase scene from Jurassic Park, must drive faster, must drive faster, which is cool.
Must go faster.
They filmed Pretty Little Liars over there a bit.
Yeah.
I did some extra work on that show.
True Blood filmed back
there. I'm like, that's where we were.
True Blood, and also The Waltons from the 70s for those of you who are of an age.
Good night, Jim.
Good night, John Lloyd.
Anyways, it was back there. It was really, and the pictures, so the pictures we saw back there of Jason and Freddy back there were really, really cool. So anyways, it was a really good experience. Anything else?
I also liked Arkham Asylum, man.
Yeah!
They had Arkham Asylum on the back. That was dope.
Oh, yeah. I was doing my Joker laugh at the Joker, and then afterwards he followed me out of the maze. I took a picture with him afterwards.
Nice.
Yeah, they were friendly, and they'd let you take pictures along the way, too.
Oh, good.
Like, if you were, especially with the Nightmare on Camp Crystal Lake, because we'd kind of, like, linger behind, and we'd get pictures with Jason and Freddy, and they'd actually, Freddy would talk to you, and... And I was actually wearing a Freddy shirt, and he's like, I like your shirt.
It was really good. So I think this is the final week of that here in Hollywood. But for next year, if you guys play, is it something you want to do? We will make sure we have the information.
Oh, get the corn dog, too. The corn dog was amazing.
It was like
corn dog that was so good.
It was like a foot long corn dog. It was gigantic. All right. As we wrap up the show, we each have a little photograph that we have sent into the show. Okay, wait. Let's stop right there. Who is this? Who are we looking at? Who do you guys think this is?
Well, we talked a little bit before, I'm going to guess.
Jim and Luke.
No.
No, I'm going to go with Derek.
Yeah, that is me with my brother. I was Peter Pan, and he was...
Captain Hook?
Yeah, he was Captain Hook.
All right.
Cute!
Next photo. Who is that?
That's gotta be Jim.
I'd say that's Jim.
I have a lifelong love affair with pumpkins, and it started right
there. The jack-o'-lantern looks like you, too.
Right?
All right, next one. Who is that?
Aww.
Is that? Oh, you know what? You explained it. Now
is that Cheese?
That's Cheeseman. Yeah,
that's me trying to do Robin Hood. I did that myself. I just drew on my
dude,
I made myself
the favorite
Disney
movie.
Yeah. That was mine, too.
Right? And as we narrow it down.
I was obsessed with it.
So this is me with a group of guys. This is circa 2004. This is my sophomore year in college. Mom lives 1,500 miles away, so I couldn't get a hold of any of the hard copy pictures. I'm the second from the left in the leather jacket with a guitar, but we went as a death metal band. Cool. That's fantastic. And one more shot here. Of course, we know who this is. This is Carrie. And Carrie had another picture we were trying to get into.
Oh, I had a couple, yeah.
Reading Rainbow.
A clown,
I think it's just a clown, and my mom made it.
But there's another one of Carrie dressed up as Agent Scully, which was really cool. We can only get one of everybody in.
I'll post them on my social media. I brought, I have one of me as Scully, and then I found one of me as, like, a Trinity vampire-esque outfit. And then I also have one as Groucho Marx.
That one was very cool, yeah.
And a pirate, so I liked your pirate. I'm like, how do you have a pirate?
So, Ben, growing up, what was your Halloween like?
I grew up in a really small town in Kansas, so my Halloween was pretty, like, traditional, like, stereotypical. We would just go out. You know, when I was a younger kid, the folks would go with me. But, you know, then once I could, you know, was probably 7 or 8 even, we'd go out with just a group of like 5 or 6 of us and we'd go knock on people's doors. And my town was pretty small, so we could hit most of the neighborhoods and then get back home within, you know, an hour or two easily. And then usually one of the local churches would have like
the trunk or treat.
They'd just host games and stuff, you know, a game night in the church basement, or the one of the churches had an actual basketball court, so we'd do that, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up the show here, everybody, tell us what your Halloweens were like growing up.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even grow up in a town. I was in this little. We lived in a road. Or on a road in West Virginia, in this little area way out, like out in the country.
It was like The Village. He didn't even know when Halloween happened.
Yeah, exactly.
What's Halloween?
I just found out what century we were in. No. Yeah. But where we lived, like all the... Long story, but it's like it's everybody who lived around us were relatives. Like, so all the houses we went to close by, we'd like go up on the hill behind our house, we'd go down the road a little ways, up the road a little ways, and it was all like... second cousins and great aunts and uncles, and then my grandparents next door. So there wasn't really any worry
about... You're just
about,
wanting to joke right now, I know.
Were you in a township?
They put blood above the doors.
For this. Like,
are you from The Village?
Well, okay, really quickly, I'll try and explain this. The house that I grew up in was like the family homestead in the area from like the 1800s. Like,
that's cool.
The house is so old that the original deed says Virginia, not West Virginia. And my, like, grandparents lived there. So, like, as they had kids and their kids had kids and their kids had kids, they, like, would give them, like, section off parts of the land to give to descendants, you know. And over time, like, more family was just living close by on areas that were once one bigger farm that later became just this, I don't even know if you can say neighborhood because... Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, it's
community.
Country. Yeah.
Walton's Mountain to bring it back to the Latins.
We weren't related to every person up and down the road, everybody within walking distance when you're 5, I was related to. The thing is, in, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, when you're a kid, you hear all these things about how you need to have your parents check your candy because people put razor blades in apples. We still did that because we just heard we were supposed to, and I didn't really know why. And if somebody would have explained it, I probably would have been like, oh, yeah. No, my great aunt Hazel is probably not doing that.
That's hilarious. I've heard that never actually happened in the history of this country.
Yeah, I don't
think
it ever
did.
You need
to watch Killer Legends. They talk about that.
Exactly. I was about to say I saw that recently.
Did it really happen? Did it happen?
Yeah, it did. And the father did it.
He spoiled it.
Anthony!
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Cut to the trailer alert.
No, but that's how the
legend
started.
Can I get a spoiler alert?
Killer Legends.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, anyways. They're like, no, it's a nice reveal in the thing. I actually lived in a similar-ish situation. If I lived on a 7-acre apple orchard.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I literally, you couldn't walk to a neighbor nearby.
Yeah.
So we would get in our car and drive. I'm from Solvang, so super small town.
I love Solvang, California. It's one of my favorite spots in the world.
Do you go by Ballard? It's literally two long streets. So we would drive over there, walk up and down those two streets. And then maybe head over to...
That was your big town.
That was the big area at first. And then we'd drive over to other parts of Solvang or in San Ynez. They kind of had like a street fair. And we go trick-or-treating. And we didn't... Since we had to drive to somewhere else, we were taken over there. Parents went with us. But I remember by like 6th grade, I went with another friend. And My brother was saying, like, most kids now, he still lives in that area, that, like, after middle school, they wouldn't be caught dead trick-or-treating. I'm like, I trick-or-treat all the way through high school. Like, are you kidding?
Ninth grade.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Or at least high school, because then my brother was 3 years younger, so you're going with younger people. But, yeah, I absolutely loved it. Thought it was so fun to get a costume. My mom wasn't really into Halloween. She started, like, she liked making the costumes and then was like, ooh, it's evil kind of idea. And so my dad took us instead. And we're like, okay, bye.
That's the same with us. I grew up, I'm a 70s kid, so I grew up when we still went house to house to house.
Yeah, that's
you know, what and that. You were talking about the trunk shows and or trunk shows and stuff like that. That came later. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved going to house to house to house, and I grew up in a town called Rockford, Illinois, outside Chicago, where it was gigantic neighborhoods, and it took hours to do it. And then we moved out to the country, which was very upsetting because there was hardly anybody out there. But the cool thing out there is we moved out there, and we were in this neighborhood of maybe 30 houses. That's when I did a home haunt. And I was in the 7th or 8th grade, did a home haunt, the whole backyard, the downstairs. My mom really and dad indulged us for a month putting together this home haunt all through the house. It was great. We had two people come through. I didn't like the way my actors were acting, so I fired everybody, and we went to a party. That is me growing up. Anyways, I have a love affair with Halloween. I've had a pumpkin every year of my life. So, you know, mom, dad, you raised me right. What about you? Really quickly, guys, right on the couch, Eric.
Mine's very basic. All I remember is going to parents taking me to the mall, had the pillowcase, and
yes,
walking up and down to every different store and getting candy. Pretty basic.
That's awesome. You know. Cheeseman.
Well, truth be told, I wasn't really allowed to fully do the Halloween thing. Mm-hmm. So my mom would have like a harvest thing at her house. So like me and my sister would do like pen the nose on the apple or whatever they draw, or we'd still get like candy or dress up kind of, and sometimes we'd have some other family friends over or whatever. So part of the reason I'm doing this is I didn't have a Halloween growing up,
but he's anyway, living it out now.
But I did get to do it one time. My parents were like gone or out of town, so I was at my great aunt and uncle's house, and I got to do full like on trick or treat as a kid. I dressed up like an Indian, so that was a lot of fun. Did that with my sister. Like, felt like I saw somebody doing something to candy, but I think I was, like, hallucinating as a kid or imagining it. And then I went camping once, got to do trick-or-treating through on the campsite, kind of with the different people's trunks. That was pretty cool.
That's cool. That's a neat idea.
Yeah, so I did get to do that. So that's kind of two during my childhood. And then I was one of those people that, like, well, I never really got to have it growing up. So then I just put on a costume and actually went while I was in high school with another friend. I was wearing a mask, so we're just like, trick-or-treat. Like, we just did high voices.
Nice.
And went around doing that. And I think I did it in my parents' neighborhood because I did live on land like you guys, where part of the reason we didn't have people coming to our door. But then these mansions, like, built up around us, and we're this old country house. So then I kind of snuck through the woods like Jason would. And then I'm wearing a Scream outfit, and I kind of went trick-or-treating once.
Nice.
So that.
That's very cool. Well, we do have to wrap up the show. This has been a very fun show. Does anybody have any special happy Halloween expression or wish for anybody that you want to throw out there?
Anybody? Have a safe and fun time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're looking for something different to do on Halloween, one thing I like to do is put up the Christmas tree.
That's the day after.
Oh, my God.
Right.
No.
I'm blowing up your phone. I'm upset
my stomach.
Real quick, is anybody doing something cool this Halloween?
I'm working.
Oh, no.
I'm working, too.
I'm on call for work.
Yeah.
We're going to trick-or-treat after Buzz. We're going to ring. We're going to throw apples.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to TP after Buzz. TP popcorn talk.
Hey, if anybody wants to, I'm having a party tomorrow night at my place. You're more than welcome.
Seriously.
There you go.
It's a school night, I know, but I don't go to school.
I'll be there, Jim.
All right. Everybody, thank you so much. This has been a great Halloween show. Guys, thank you for watching. I hope you have a great Halloween. Go trick-or-treat and have a good time. You can find us here at The Scare Guy. You can follow me at Con Guy Jim. Where can we follow everybody else?
Yeah, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
You can find me on Twitter at Con Guy Derek.
You can find me on all social media at Ben Cleaver, BenKlieWer. Two things real quick. It's been fun listening to Carrie talk with those teeth in her mouth because it kind of sounds like she's drunk. And two, I just thought of this. Remember the little Halloween candy buckets they used to give out at Disney? At McDonald's. Yeah. And it was like a witch and a pumpkin and Frankenstein. The top screwed off and they put the candy on. And then you could pop the whole lid off and get the candy out. It was awesome. Just Halloween memories.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Where can we find you online?
At Monster Tees, that's MONSTERTEASE.
All right, and your Twitter?
Same.
Fantastic.
Nice and easy. Look at that.
There we go.
Woo.
Even got the branding in there. All right, I'm Cheeseman on the Couch. You can find me on Twitter at CheeseOnCouch and on thescareguy.com.
All right, my favorite part of Halloween, Snoochie Boochies.
The candy lasts until Thanksgiving. I love when that happens. All right, happy Halloween, everybody. Have a great time.
We're all here if you put it in the freezer.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.